Blog Talk Radio.
Muted.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. Thank you. Thank you for coming to join us tonight. We do appreciate you. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise today. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're exceedingly glad in it. Amen. Just got the glad all on the inside. Amen. Thinking about the goodness of the Lord and the things that the Lord is doing and he's getting ready to do. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. Bless him, bless him. Amen. The song says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you as you're coming in on tonight. We want to ask that you, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come on in. Invite them to come in and be with you on tonight in this worship experience. Amen. We're truly under an open heaven. Amen. And we just believe that the Lord wants to tabernacle with each of us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. No, we're not in four walls. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise that he's omnipresent. Amen. Glory to God. So we just bless him. We thank him on tonight. Thank him for all of his goodness, all of his grace on tonight. People of God, truly. Had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? Amen. Just take a moment and just think about that. Where would you be had it not been the Lord on your side? Where would you be, amen, if some of the things that the enemy had set out, the traps that the enemy set out for us, where would we be? Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you, you just shred to think about it. Amen. But we give God thanks, giving God praise, amen, for his divine covering. Yes, his divine covering for each and every one of us on tonight. Listen, people of God, we would like to ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come to be with you on tonight. Invite them, invite them, invite them, amen. Listen, jump on one of those text messages where you got like 20 people, amen, invite someone to come. Invite them to come, amen. Send it out in a group text. Invite them to come, amen. Listen, a lot of times people are, they just forget, amen, or they get busy. Glory to God. All intentions are to come, but they just get busy sometimes. So we would like to ask you, please, ma'am, again, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight in this worship experience, amen. We would like to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line, and we're thanking the Lord that we are now, amen, broadcasting, tapping into over 59 countries, amen. And listen, people of God, we count that a blessing. Glory to God. It is not our doing, but truly it's the Lord's doing. Amen. We're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. So many listeners, so many listeners. Amen, from across the world. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. And we know that they're listening. Amen. We, amen, get messages from them via messenger. Glory to God. They'll write us and they'll let us, amen, how much they're blessed. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord that they're blessed, that they're finding value, something that they can use. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that they're getting life-changing words. Amen. Life-changing. Amen, Jesus. Just the Lord is doing a new thing in them. Amen. And we believe that. Amen. He's doing a new thing in our lives. And we give God thanks. We give God praise for what he's doing in our lives. And surely, surely he's doing a new thing in the lives of his people. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to acknowledge, as always, acknowledge all of the leaders that come to the line. We thank you.
The recording has started.
We thank you so much for coming out to be with us. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much, amen, for being a part of the PNN. We realize that your schedules are extremely busy, amen, especially as we're easing back into the new norm. But we thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your well wishes, amen, concerning this outreach ministry. We bless the Lord and thank God for you, amen. I just want to thank God for my leaders, amen, on tonight, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, giving God thanks and praise for him, thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, a prophet, Samuel Huggins James, amen, thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen, just thanking the Lord, amen, thanking the Lord for these men of God, thanking the Lord for the women of God that stand by their side, amen, glory be to God, helping to hold it together, helping to hold up the bloodstained banner, amen, in whatever area, amen, that the work is going forth in the earth, we thank the Lord, amen, for them standing by their side, amen. Just want to thank God tonight for all of our advisors, amen, each and every one of them on tonight. Just thanking the Lord, amen, thanking the Lord tonight for, amen, Jesus, our prayer warriors, amen, glory to God, thanking him tonight, amen, Jesus, for, amen. Listen, people of God, listen, we cannot do this on our own, amen, but we give God thanks and we give God praise for all that he is doing, amen. Everyone that he's bringing to the line, glory to God, to be a part of the help to move forth this vision, amen, this outreach. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen. Truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, amen. He's great, people of God, great, 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 amen. He's greatly to be praised, amen. Thanking the Lord for all of our listeners on tonight, amen. Our listeners that are far, our listeners that are near, amen. We just thank the Lord. Amen. We just thank the Lord for what he, again, is doing. Glory to God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We're humbled by what the Lord is doing on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 he's doing a work in all of our lives. And for this, we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. Just want to give God praise on tonight. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Gail. Today is her birthday. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen, Jesus. Busy, busy, busy woman. Amen, Jesus. We pray that, amen, you took some time out today. Amen, Jesus. Just to relax just a little. Amen. Just to breathe just a little. Amen. Glory to God. Multitasker. Amen. Hands and a lot of things. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise for her. Amen, Jesus. She helps us as well to hold our control. Amen. Here on the broadcast. And we are grateful for that. Amen. We are so grateful for that. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, listen, we are soliciting your help. Amen. Because we're growing. God has great things in store. Amen, Jesus. If you want to be a part, amen. If you want to be a part, amen, glory be to God, of the hands or the feet, amen, or whatever you can do to help move this outreach ministry forward, listen, just give me a call, amen. Give me a call, send me a text message, amen. Send a text message on the messages, the text numbers that we give you afterwards. Just let us know, amen. We'll find something for you. Glory to God, amen. We're trying to grow. We're trying to expand, amen. We can't remain here any longer, amen. We got to move forward. So, amen, if you have anything that you would like to contribute to this outreach ministry, amen, you have any ideas, glory to God, let us know, people of God. Again, we'll find a place for your hands, amen. We'll find a place for you, amen. So certainly, 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 let us know, amen, we are, amen, soliciting help, amen. We are growing and expanding, amen, Jesus, and we're taking a turn, amen. You've heard it prophesied here on the line several times, amen. People of God, listen, God is moving by his spirit, and we got to get in the move, amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise again. Amen. If you have anything that you would like to contribute, anything that you would like to add to this outreach ministry, please, ma'am, please, sir, let me know. Amen. Again, you can text us at the numbers that are given out at the end of the broadcast for the recording. Amen. Either of those numbers, you can text us and let us know. Amen. We'll pray about it and see what the Lord say. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless him. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. It is another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory to God. And we are, people of God, ready. Amen. We're ready. Amen. We pray that you got your pens and your paper on tonight. Glory to God. Your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Your pads. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever you use to take your messages on, we would that you go ahead and get that now. Amen. Go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. Get your journal. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and whip it out. Amen. Glory be to God, for truly the Lord has great things for us on tonight. And certainly we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Jesus, certainly, certainly, certainly rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God as well. Amen. We are looking for speakers. Amen. We're looking for speakers. Amen. Jesus, as you know, we're here every single night. Glory to God. Amen. So we are as well looking for speakers. So if you know anyone that you would like to recommend, amen, certainly those two numbers at the end, let us know. Glory to God. We will pray about it, see what the Lord says, and we will move forward. Amen. We're expanding borders, people of God. We are expanding borders. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Amen. We are now preparing, amen, to go into the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory to God, our speaker tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, is our own minister, Emmanuel Hogues. Amen. Jesus, our PNN, one of our PNN advisors. Amen. Jesus, that holds his position and holds it well. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for him on tonight. Glory be to God. And we just want to sanctify the line. Amen. And prepare our hearts and prepare our minds for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. Will you do that tonight? Will you do that tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Come on, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just a little song of worship on tonight as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. The song says, let the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for he has done great things, for he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him because he's worthy. Bless him. Glory to God because he's worthy. He's more than worthy on tonight. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Bless his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my soul. Glory to God and all that is within me. Glory to God. Let us bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We give you thanks, Father. We praise you on tonight. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. Oh, yes, God. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you've been good to us. You've been better to us, glory to God, than we've been to ourselves. And tonight, we just come to tell you thank you. We just come to tell you thank you one more time. We just come to tell you, glory to God, that we appreciate you. Glory to God. We appreciate you for your loving kindness. We appreciate you on tonight for your tender mercies. We appreciate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. Hey, glory to God. Hiya. Glory to God. We appreciate you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For your mercy endures forever. Your mercy, glory to God, endures forever unto each and every one of us. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We give you glory on tonight. Hallelujah. We give you glory, glory, glory. We give you glory on tonight. All of the glory that's due unto your name. Glory. Father, we glorify you on tonight. We glorify you for another day. We glorify you, glory to God, for keeping us. We glorify you on today, hallelujah, for keeping our minds, for keeping our hearts. We glorify you on today. We glorify you, hallelujah, glory to God, for keeping us strengthened on tonight. We glorify you on tonight for life and that more abundantly. In thy precious name, oh God, we come tonight. We come to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you, Master. We come to tell you thank you one more time. We come to tell you thank you, glory to God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy, glory to God. Your name is worthy to be praised, glory to God. And with a praise on our lips and a praise on our on tonight, we're coming. We're coming with uplifted hands on tonight. In our precious name, Jesus, we're asking, Father, that you would look upon us tonight. We're asking that you would look upon each and every one of us this night. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon us on tonight. Glory to God. Father, should there be anything within us, oh God, anything within us, anything within our being on tonight, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking that you would pardon this night. We're asking that you would forgive sin. tonight. Forgive us, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, those secret faults, those secret sins, oh God, that rest in the chambers of our hearts on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us, Father. We're asking that you would cleanse us and purge us on tonight. We're asking that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming for you, our strength on tonight. Glory to God. Father, you're our deliverer on tonight. And we're coming this night. We're coming. God, we're coming tonight. Glory to God. We're coming, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're coming on tonight. Oh, God, we're coming before your throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to have mercy. Have mercy upon us tonight. Father, have mercy upon us tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon this line, look upon this airwaves on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you move by your spirit. Move by your choice anointing on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way. Father, have your way on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, have your way. Have your way with us on tonight. Have your way in us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch us yet again. Touch us, glory to God. Touch us, Gilemahota. Hey, God, touch tonight. Father, we're asking that you would revive. We're asking you to renew on tonight. Father, cause us, glory to God. Cause our minds, oh God, to be elevated in you. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, wash us, cleanse us, make us whole on tonight. Sanctify us, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Sanctify us, oh God, sanctify us in the spirit. Sanctify us in our soul. Restore us tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, so many on tonight, glory to God. So many on tonight have been through battle. So many on tonight, glory to God, challenged in one way in the other. But Father, tonight we come to draw strength. We come to draw strength from the wells of salvation. We come on tonight, glory to God. We come tonight, hey God, we're coming tonight, glory to God, with our heart, oh God, open unto you. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God. We're coming, I say, God, we're coming on tonight, oh God, some coming tonight, oh God, heavy burning tonight. But Father, you are the lifter. You're the lifter of our head. You are the lifter. Glory to God. You are the lifter. Father, you are our redeemer. Oh, God, and we're coming on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight to do, oh, God, what you will among us. Do, glory to God, what you will in the precious name of God. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, move again. Father, move by your spirit in that precious name. Glory to God. Come tonight, glory to God, come for healing. Father, we're asking that you will heal, for you are Jehovah Rapha. Father, you are Jehovah Rapha, and you're the healer. You're the restorer. Oh, God, you're the repairer of the breach. Oh, glory to God, every broken place on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will mend the hearts of your people in the precious name of Allah, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, mend the hearts on tonight in that precious name. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving on behalf of your people. Thank you for moving. Thank you for doing, oh God, only that you can do in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you again for lifting your people, glory to God, causing us to sit in heavenly places. We thank you tonight. Father, we say transform tonight. Transform minds on tonight. Transform minds on tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the same. In that precious name, glory to God. Let us not leave, glory to God, with the same mindset. Let us not leave, glory to God, with the same concern. Father, but we're casting out cares upon you. Hey, God, for you care for each and every one of us. Those that are near, those that are far, in the countries, oh God, around the world, we give you thanks, we give you praise. Thank you for looking upon your people. Surely as you care for the sparrow, as your eye is upon the sparrow, Father, your eye is upon each and every one of us. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise. We bless your precious name, Emma. We bless your precious name. We bless your name on tonight. Oh God, we bless your name, Father, for truly you're more than enough. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We're thanking you for sanctifying. We're thanking you for saving. Father, save to the utmost. Save somebody tonight. Save somebody tonight. Oh, God, save somebody tonight. Oh, God, someone may be on the edge. Oh, God. Oh, God, on the edge of giving up. But, Father, tonight, by your spirit, by your choice, anointing tonight, Father, we're asking, oh God, that you reach way down and deliver your people. Deliver, oh God, for you know where we are. Oh God, and we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you for binding the hand of the enemy. We thank you, glory to God, for binding the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Hey, the Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. Hi, the most high. Hey, God, in the higher of Osama, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for what you've done, for what you're about to do. We praise you. Father, we glorify you now. Higher, in the precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your messenger. We thank you, glory to God, for the word declared, oh, tonight shall penetrate the heart of your people, shall pierce the very soul, glory to God, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. Father, we say, do what you will. We come yielded unto you. And for this, we give you thanks, Master. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for strengthening your servant tonight. We thank you for strengthening him on tonight. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you, oh God, for all of these things. Cover now, we pray. Cover in your shed blood. Cover it only you can. In that precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for your blood covering upon these airwaves, upon this people, every listener listening by Facebook, listening, oh God, by the web, listening, glory to God, that are calling in. We thank you for every listener, and we thank you for your blood covering on tonight. In that precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In that precious name, Jesus, hide us not yet behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, and we shall be covered. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In that precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody. Amen. Somebody. 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 Higher. Higher. Glory. Higher. Number one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness, his grace. Amen. Jesus on tonight. Glory to God. We want to ask, glory to God, Sister Mary, if she would. Amen. Glory to God. Come forth with our scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Colossians, the second chapter, the 6th through the 14th verse, and I'll be reading from the NIV version. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you are also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self ruled by the flesh were put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. I have read to you the second chapter of Colossians, the 6th through the 14th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you. Amen. May the Lord bless you real good on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks for the reading of the word. People of God, amen. Let us give an earnest heed to the things that we've heard. Amen, Jesus, for the reading of the word. Amen. Glory to God. And the word just comes to open our hearts. Amen. Open our minds. Glory to God. Amen. Just a little something to consider. Amen. Glory to God before the word. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going over to Lawrenceville, Georgia. You know who's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. Not Lawrenceville. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going over to, glory be to God, we're going over to Athens. We're going over to Athens. Amen. And you know who's over in Athens. Amen. We're so grateful, amen, for all of our advisors, amen, each and every one of them, amen, that comes to us and brings us the bread of life, amen, Jesus, as the Lord would so have it, amen. And tonight, again, we're going over to Athens, Georgia, amen, Jesus, one of our PNN advisors, amen, people of God, we want you to, amen, get your hearts ready, amen, get your plates ready, glory be to God to hear from the man of God tonight. Amen, Jesus, and that would be none other than minister and evangelist Emmanuel Holmes.
Amen, God bless you, amen, Lord God, amen, God bless you to all the people, God, amen, we praise God for another day that the Lord has kept us, thank God for his goodness and his mercy, thank God for his son Jesus who suffered and died, bled on that cross but rose again, amen, with all power in his hands. Amen. Thank God for being saved tonight. Thank Him for being, amen, kept by His goodness. Amen. We just thank God for all things. And, amen. We're not going to worry. We're going to go into the Word of God. Amen. I don't know where you're at. Amen. But where I'm at, amen, it's pouring down rain, thundering, and lightning. Amen. So we're not going to be on maybe too long. We're not going to keep you too long. But we know that God's got us. Amen. And that God's will must be done. Amen. So, amen. Let us go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father, now we just thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity just to give your name praise and glory. Father, God, we pray, oh God, that you will have your way. Oh God, move step out the way that you can have your way. Oh God, declare the words that you want to be spoken tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless every listener, bless the hearers of the word. Let your word take root into the hearts of your people. Oh, God, let it encourage, let it strengthen, let it save in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you do these things for us. We give your name of praise. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. Amen. Truly, just bless God once again. Amen for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for all things. Amen. And we're going to go to the book of Second. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Second Corinthians. Amen. We want to begin reading. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Amen. We want to begin reading with, amen, the first verse. Amen. I hope my Bible and everything is okay.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we're going to go to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with the first verse. Amen. The word of God says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we are the building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we grow earnestly, designed to be clothed upon this our house, which is from heaven. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. For not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath brought us for the same self thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that which we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore you labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we also are made manifest unto God, and I trust also you are made manifest in your conscience. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word coming through 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, amen, verses 1 through 11. Amen. We just praise God, amen, for this, amen, word. Amen. Also, if I would just, amen, momentarily, amen, go to another scripture, it would be from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and verse 8. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. It says, but, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. For momentarily, amen, if I would talk to you out of God's word, amen, the Lord began to, amen, give us thought on the other day. Amen. And I begin to ponder upon it. Amen. But continuously, amen, meditating on the word of God, and amen, continuously, amen, researching the word of God, because we know the Bible says study to show thyself approval, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And I just dive with a thought, but sometimes we have to take time, amen, to ponder on the word of God and see exactly what it is that the Lord is saying through the word that he's giving you. Amen. And sometimes the word has to be nurtured and cultivated before, amen, it grows and produces. Amen. It has to be, amen, developed within the Spirit in order for us to project it out to you so that you can get it as the Lord to have you. Amen. So tonight the Lord has given me a thought that I want to leave. And he'll begin to say, for we create this tabernacle or this job. We are the building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. And I praise God, amen. A song that comes to my mind says, amen, it's an old school song. Amen. Some of you may know it, amen, and some of you may not, but it's an old school, amen. I like the old school songs. I grew up on the old school songs. Amen. But this song, amen, that, amen, comes to my mind, amen, you don't hear it today, but it says, I'll trade a lifetime, amen, just for one day in paradise. Amen. It's an old song that says, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. And I say, amen, I praise God for that song because, amen, growing up as a child, it begins with the Lord. Amen. Been to, amen, be down here on this earth and had houses and land, cars, money, everything. It says, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. Meaning to go to be with the Lord. Amen. As you know, the thief that was on the cross, amen, one of the thieves began to, amen, be remorse and repent. And he began to say, Lord, when thou comest into your kingdom, remember me. Amen. And Jesus stopped dying long enough, amen, to forgive the man and let the man know that his sins are forgiven. Amen. And that his soul, amen, shall be saved. He began to tell that thief on the cross that this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. That very moment, amen, that he believed on the Lord Jesus, he was saved. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. I praise God, amen, for the word of God. And tonight we want to use for a thought. Amen. This was our thought as well that we want to use tonight. My topic would be, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. My topic tonight is, I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. And how did, amen, the word of God begin to read, amen, says, for we know that if our earthly house is a tabernacle of God, we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. For in this we grow earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen. It goes on and says, amen, the fourth verse, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, for that which we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Amen. And here then, to let us know, amen, that in this body, amen, in this body, we go through many things. We experience many things in this body. Amen. So, amen, in this body, we do groan, amen, being burdened. Sometimes in life, amen, it just feels like, amen, there's always something going on in life. Amen. Sometimes, amen, it seems like, Lord, will I ever get a break? Lord, will this ever lighten up? Lord, you know, sometimes we just feel like, amen, amen, things are just coming and coming and coming. Life is full of trial. Life is full of tests. Life is, amen, full of uncertainty, ups and downs. Amen, because in this body, amen, we do grow and be burdened. Amen, sometimes the weight of the world sometimes seems like a wheel fall on our shoulders. Amen, we got bills to pay. And every time you turn around, it seems like another bill is due. Amen, sometimes the bills outweigh your paycheck. Amen, sometimes you just say, Lord, I done had enough. Enough is enough. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you get so much bad news. Amen. They turn out bad news on top of bad news. Amen. But thanks be to God, amen, who's giving us the victory. Amen. To our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But it says, amen, here, for we know that if our earthly house is this tabernacle where the God, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. We know, amen, if this body fails us, amen, if this body, amen, begins to perish, amen, if this body begins to deteriorate, whether it's sickness or whether it's being worn down, amen, up in age, amen, this body is going to fade away, amen. The word of God lets us know that heaven and earth shall pass away, amen, but God's word is going to abide forever. He's going to let us know that all flesh is grass, amen. We rise, we're here today. Amen. But we're cut down and then we're withered away. Amen. Because we're flesh. We have nothing but grass. Amen. We're but dust. Amen. Job's going to say, naked I came into this world and naked shall I return. I brought nothing into this world and I'm going to take nothing out when it comes to me because, amen. But this body, amen. It says, amen. It's our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved. We have a building of God in the house not made with hands. Eternal in the heaven. Amen. It's not even his body because we know, amen, life is uncertain, but death is sure. Amen. It's sure you were born Amen. As sure as you're going to die. Amen. You were born and you're going to die. Amen. Job began to say, man born of a woman, and that even but a few days, and that full of trouble. Amen. Trouble all around. Amen. But one thing about it, when you give your life to Jesus, amen, you live for the Lord. Amen. You have a hope beyond this life. Amen. You know that one day you're going to fly away. Amen. And be with the Lord. Amen. You're going to take your flight. You're going to rest with the Lord. Amen. And I begin to, amen. Amen. Even begin to realize, amen, that this world is not our home. Amen. This world is not our home. Amen. I was thinking the other day. Amen. Just the other day, I began to have a dream, but maybe some of you may not know it. Amen. Some of you may have heard me touch on it briefly, but some of you may not, amen, exactly know. Amen. But, amen, a few years ago, amen, amen, I lost my baby brother. Amen. I lost my youngest brother. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. My father and mother had 7 children. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. But a few years ago, the Lord began to, amen, take my baby brother. Amen. And God began to call them all home. Amen. I tell you, amen, that was a time in my life. It was a rough time for us. Amen. A time that, man, we never experienced it before. Amen. But through all of that, amen, the part that kept us going, to know that he was saved. Amen. To know that he lived for the Lord. Amen. He was sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. A man of God, serving God, preaching and doing the will of God. He had a zeal for God. Amen. He had a desire to please God. He never been out in the world. He never desired the world. Amen. He never did the things of the world. Yes, amen. He was born and sin, shifted in iniquity. Yes, he had to repent and call on the name of Jesus to be saved. But when he got saved at the age of 14, he stayed with the Lord. Amen. He gave his life to the Lord. He lived for the Lord until the day the Lord called him home. Amen. But I begin with, amen, I say all this to say, amen. Amen. When he first passed, amen, it was so unbearable. The Bible says we're grown, being burdened. Amen. I was groaning. I was being burdened. Amen. I was carrying that weight around on my shoulder day after day. Didn't know how I was going to get through it. Didn't know even how I was going to be able to bear, amen, this load that I was carrying. Amen. Of the grievance and loss of my brother. Amen. I never been through this before. I never experienced even losing a really dear, close loved one before. Amen. I lost relatives before. But somebody that actually was so close to me, amen, it was different. We've never been here before. But thank God, amen, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. And now God was on. Amen. Amen. He began to come and talk to me. Amen. He began to come talk to me. And this is things that, amen. And I guess he was interceding for me. Amen. And how did even know that I was going through the situation and I didn't know how to cope with it. I didn't know how to deal with this situation. So, amen, he began to intercede. Amen, celestial intercede for me in my behalf. Amen, and one night he came to me 3 different times. Amen, but the last time he came to me, amen, I began to talk with him. I began to have a conversation with him. I began to ask him. Amen, I began to ask him. I began to say, Daniel, do you miss us? Amen, he said, yes, of course I miss you. Amen, and I began to ask him. I said, amen, do you want to come back? Amen, do you want to come back? He said, no. Amen, his answer was, no, I don't want to come back. Amen, he didn't say, I'm happy where I am. Amen, I'm happy where I am. Amen, and from that point forward, the Lord began to console me and let me know, amen, that he's all right. Amen, that he's happy where he's at. Why? Because he's with the Lord. Amen, he's resting with the Lord. Amen, all his troubles are over. Amen, he's happy where he's at. Amen. Why would you want to come back down to this earth? Why would you want to come back to the pain and the suffering? Why would you want to come back to the agony, amen? Amen. The body being afflicted with all kinds of manner of disease. Amen. And one thing, the body, amen, we know that with the Lord, amen, that's what we're living this life for. We live to be with the Lord. Amen. And how that, amen. Amen. And just, amen, the other day, amen. Amen. Just stick with me, amen. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. And just the other day, amen, about 2 days ago, I had another dream, amen, about my brother. Amen, and amen. He began to conversate with me. He began to talk with me in the dream. I was having a conversation with him, and I began to ask him some of the similar things. Amen, talking to him about, you know, he's gone now. He's left this earth. He's going to be with the Lord. but yet even our spirit was connecting and even having a conversation. And I began to ask him different things, and he began to tell me. He said, I'm happy with my new home. Amen. In my dream, amen, as he was talking to me, he began to tell me, I'm happy in my new home. I love my new home. Amen. And he could see that he was so excited about his new home. Amen. Amen. He said, my new home, I'm happy. He said, I love my new home. Amen. I enjoy my new home. Amen. And amen. And all of this. So what are you trying to say, man? It's better with the Lord, people, God. Amen. It's worth living for the Lord. Amen. It's worth giving your life to Jesus. Amen. Because when you die, amen, if you die in Christ, we have this hope. Amen. Amen. The Bible just doesn't let us know in this life only, amen, we have hope. Then are we made most miserable. Amen. This is the only hope we have down here. Then are we made most miserable. Amen. People are setting up their kingdom down here. Amen. They're giving their stakes in the ground. Amen. They're building, amen, down here. Amen. They're getting riches and houses and land down here. But not realize the one day they're going to leave these things. They're going to leave these things, amen. And who things are they going to do? All the, amen, all the work you put into it, all the labor that you put into these things to have these things, all the hours that you spend overtime, working overtime on the job, just obtain, just to, amen, accomplish goals, amen, just to, amen, get that new house, just to get that new car, just, amen, to get those clothes and those shoes that you want. Amen. When the Lord call your name, whose stuff are these things going to be? Amen. Somebody else is going to enjoy your belongings. Amen. You'll be going on to your eternal home. Amen. Whether with the Lord or whether with the devil and his angels. Amen. But we pray tonight, amen, that you make that decision, amen, to follow Jesus. We pray tonight that you make that decision to commit your life to the Lord. Amen. Because when the life is over, amen, we're going to fly away. This is why we're living this life, people, God. This is why we're seeking the Lord. This is why we're on this prayer line, amen. It's not because we ain't got nothing to do. It ain't that because we're bored. It ain't because, amen, this is, amen, our only option in life that we have. No, we got many choices in life. Amen. We got many options in life. Amen. But I choose to worship. Amen. I choose to serve God. I choose to live for the Lord. All your testing trials come. All your sometimes discouragement come. Amen. But I make up in my mind. For God I live, for God I die. Amen. He's been too good to me. Oh, Lord, I can't turn around now. Amen. The Lord to me. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. I'll give up this life. I'll give up everything that I accomplished down here. Amen. I'll give it all up. Amen. Just to spend one day in paradise with the Lord. Amen. Just to see the Lord's things. Amen. Just to see the man that died for me. Just to see the man that gave up his life for me. Somebody said, when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my troubles, all of my heartaches, all of my sickness, it'll be over. When I see Jesus, amen, no more sickness, amen. He said, I'll wipe away every tear from your eye. He said, over there, there will be no more sickness. Over there, glory to God, there will be no need for the sun. Over there, amen, it'll always be hotty, and never goodbye. He said, over there, the leaves will be good for the healing of the nation. Amen, over there, the trees will bear fruit all year long. Glory be to God. Amen, I don't know about you. Amen, but I want to go where Jesus is. Amen, I'm making preparation. I'm setting my house in order. I'm seeking the face of God. I'm denying myself. Amen, Titus 2:11. Amen, for the grace of God. Amen, that brings salvation. Have appeared unto all men. Teaching us to deny ourselves. Teaching us to deny ungodliness. And worldly lust. We should live sober and righteous. Right here in this present world. If you want to see Jesus, if you want to get to heaven, you've got to deny yourself. Except the man first deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. He shall not be my disciple. You've got to deny yourself. That's the first thing you've got to do. You've got to give up your will. You've got to give up your way. If you expect to make it in, if you expect to get to heaven, you got to forsake everything. You got to forsake even your own way. I remember, amen. dreams that I had goals that I wanted to accomplish. I had desires and things that I wanted to become in life. Amen. But I realized that those things were going to draw me out of the sin. Those things were going to keep me, amen, away from God. But because I wanted to be saved, I had to make a decision. I had to let it go, amen. The things that I wanted to do in life, the things that I wanted to become in life, amen, it wasn't lined up with the will of God. Amen, if I had to let it go, I had to say, I want to be saved more than I want to accomplish this goal. I want to be saved more than I want fame and fortune. People are stuck on these things down here. They want fame and fortune. They want riches untold. They want the popularity. They want everybody to like them. They want everybody to agree with them. But with God, it ain't going to work like that. Amen. Jesus said, take a nice dream concerning the fiery trials, which are to try you. Amen. Don't think it's strange when people are talking about you. Don't think it's strange when they ridicule you. Don't think it's strange when they dislike you, amen. And they don't even like you, amen. They don't even have a reason not to like you. They just like you without a reason. Glory be to God. If you think it's not strange, amen, I'll trade a lifetime just for one thing in paradise. Amen. And God, you feel today. Amen. Out of everything in life that you can accomplish, out of everything in life, amen, you can get, amen, you can become, I'll trade a lifetime just for one thing in paradise. All the years of my life, amen. All the years of my life, amen. Even up to this point, amen. If I had a choice, amen, I'll trade a lifetime just for one thing in paradise. Why? Because we know. Open the scripture again and let us know. Amen. Second Peter 3, amen. It didn't let us know. Amen. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Amen, people, God. Amen. Be not ignorant of this thing, that one day with the Lord. One day with the Lord is as a thousand years. Amen. A thousand years is a long time. Amen. With God, one day, just one day in paradise, will be like a thousand years. You're not going to live a thousand years down here. I guarantee you that. You're not going to live a thousand years down here. You may live to be 100. You may live to be 110. You may live to be 115. Amen. But you're not going to live to be a thousand years old. Amen. But one day with the Lord, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. In a thousand years, is that one day, People, God, that's eternity, Amen, that's forever, It's without being, Because my Bible tells me, with God, night and day are the same, With God, there's no difference between night and day, It's all the same with God, Glory be to God, I want to see Jesus, Amen, I want to see Jesus, And I want to see his face at this time, I want to see the man that died for me, I want to see the man that saved my soul, the man that set me free, the man that cleansed me, the shedding of his blood, and he said in his word, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, you can't, and you can't get, into God's heaven, amen, without your sins, being forgiven, your sins got to be forgiven, your sins got to be washed away, I know we're living in a time where everybody's saying, Lord, Lord. But my Bible tells me, everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, shall not enter in. Everybody say, hallelujah, Jesus, is not going in. Everybody say, God is good. It's not going to make it into heaven. Everybody can praise God. Anybody can praise God. But everybody can't live holy. Everybody can't live right. It takes the power of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. Amen. To live right. Amen. People ain't saying it. They're naming the name of Christ. But they're not departed from iniquity. They want to name the name of Jesus. They want to worship the name of Jesus. But they're still doing all manner of wickedness. They're still doing all manner of sins. Amen. But we got to deny ourselves. We got to take up our cross. We got to die daily. Amen. People of God. You got to die daily. If you expect to get to heaven, you got to give up your ways. You got to give up unrighteousness. You can be on the prayer line every night. But if you ain't living right, you can get off. change your lane. Don't waste your time. Amen. Hearing the preach word of God. You ain't not going to change from the air of your wings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It's time out now. It's time out to let people know, amen, what it really is God requires. Amen. He said, amen. He's just not looking for a sacrifice. Amen. He's not looking for an offering. Amen. But he's looking for a sacrifice. The sacrifice of God. A broken heart. A contract spirit. He said, you are no wise despised. He won't cast you out. When you come to Jesus, when your heart is broken up, when your mind is made up, I want to live for Jesus. I want to serve the Lord. In spirit and in truth. That's what God is looking for. That's what's going to move God. Amen. Everything else. Nothing else is going to move God. But when God sees your sincerity, when God sees your earnest desire, that's what his word God says. But we groan earnestly in his body. We groan earnestly in his body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cry to the Lord. We're groaning in the spirit. Oh, Lord, I want to see your face. Oh, Lord, I want to go back with you. Oh, God, I want to be ready. Call my name. You're coming like a thief in the night. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Whether it be day or night. I don't know whether it be morning or noon. I don't know when it will be. But wherever time it shall be. Amen. When God shall call my name. I just want to make sure I got my business fixed. I just want to make sure I got my house in order. Because he's coming like a thief in the night. Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. But we got to be ready. We got to be ready. That's all you need to know is that you're ready. That's all you need to know is you have made preparation. Amen. To beat your maker. Glory be to God. Amen. Time will permit. Time will permit for me to get into all this in the scripture. Amen. Verse by verse. Amen. But you can read it, amen. But we know that if our earthly house is a tabernacle with his house, we have a building of God and house not made with him. Eternal in the heaven. He's talking to the believers. He's not talking to the sinner, man, which is first. He's talking to the righteous. He's talking to the born again believers. Amen. He's there, and therefore we know. Amen. We know that if our earthly house is in his body, amen, that if our earthly house is a tabernacle with his house, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. So this is for the believers. Hallelujah, God. This is confirmation, people, God. This is confirmation, to know that this whole body fall apart, if this whole body deteriorates, don't worry about it. Amen. We got a home over in the heavens. Somebody said, I got a new name, over in glory. It's mine, all mine. I got a new home, over in glory. I got a new walk, over in glory. I got a new talk, over in glory. I'm going to sing a song that the angels say a same thing. Amen. I'm going to walk the streets of gold. Glory be to God. In that city, New Jerusalem, in that city, which is New Jerusalem, coming down from God. Glory be to God. I want to make it in. I just want to make it in. I just want to see his face. I want to see the man that got me. Amen. Just call me, be there. Just Peter may be there. But I want to see Jesus. I don't know who you're expecting to see. Amen. But I want to say, amen. He's the one that died for me. He's the one that set me free. He's the one that gave my sins. I want to see the man that loved me so well. That he gave his life for me. I want to see the man that loved me so well. That he gave his only begotten son. And his son gave his life. And his life is set me free. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Glory be to God. Amen. We got loved ones, We got loved ones that we're on here. We're on even to be with the Lord, We got saved loved ones that we're on to be with the Lord in glory, Amen. Yes, I want to see them again. Amen. I want to see my loved ones. Amen. That's all with the Lord now. I want to see my brother again. Amen. That I know you with the Lord. I want to see my father again. Who's going on to be with the Lord? Glory be to God. But I got to do what they did. I got to live right. I got to stand fast. I got to walk right every day. I got to talk right. I got to live right. In order to make it in. In order to go back to Jesus when he comes. There's something I must do. I got to live according to God's word. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to come to a close. We ain't going to be in friendship tonight. Amen. For poor we that are in the tabernacle to grow and be a burden. But not that we will be a clone, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Amen. For the Lord says, amen. Hallelujah. For we are confident, I say, but rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Amen. We are confident. Amen. We know that we're better off, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen. But we know God makes that choice. God has his own time. Amen. Some people feel like, well, I'm going to just end it all. The world, amen, it's around the tide of this life. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and end it all. Go ahead and commit suicide. I'm tired of these burdens. I'm tired of the pain. I'm tired of the struggles of life. I'm going to just end it all. Amen. No, you're not ending me. You just started your troubles. Your troubles have just begun. Amen. Because you commit suicide, there's no forgiveness beyond the grave. There is no forgiveness beyond the grave. Amen. When you commit suicide and the breath is going out of your body, there's nothing else you can say. You can't repent. Amen. There's no more time for you to repent. Amen. Why? Because you have taken your life. And you have taken grace away from your own self. Amen. But thanks be to God. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. For the righteous. Amen. We know, amen. Amen. But in God's own time. Amen. When God gets ready. Amen. We're going to gather people home. And we see that God is gathering his people home. God is calling his people home. Amen. It ain't just the world dying now. It ain't just the world needing here. The people of God. Amen. The righteous are needing here. Why? Because God is taking them home. God is calling his people home. Amen. He said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. He said, but for the next sake. God said, but for the next sake, I'm going to shorten the days. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to be saved. Let me tell you something. God keep on letting time go on and on and on and on and on. Amen. Know that we all will lose the faith. Why? Because things are not going to get any better. Amen. As you hear me tonight, things are not going to get any better down here. They're only going to continue to get worse. And God will continue to let time go on and on and on and on and on. Amen. The believers, amen, they will begin to lose the faith. That's why he said, except those days should be shortened. No flesh should be saved. If God didn't shorten the day, he said, but for the elect sake, meaning you, the chosen one. Amen. Those of you that have been born again, you are the elect sake. You are the chosen one. God said, but for your sake, hallelujah. God said, for your sake, I'm going to shorten the days. Amen. So that you can be saved. Just so you can be saved and make it in. God said, I'm going to shorten the days. Amen. We see God doing just that. The days are becoming so short. It feels like there's not enough time in the day to accomplish what you need to accomplish. It just feels like, amen, we're always rushing, press the time because we run out of time. We don't have time. Time just seems to run out on us. Amen. How the month is just going by. How this year is just going by. This year is almost running out. Amen. How it came in so fast and it's leaving us so fast. Why? Because God is shortening the days. The days are being shortened for your sake. The days are being shortened. You can be saved. Are you glad about it tonight? Amen. My topic tonight is I'll trade a lifetime. Amen. Just for one day in paradise. Amen. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. Hallelujah. He goes on the word of God. He lets us know. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes on and lets us know. Amen. 2 Peter 3:8. Glory to God. He's going to say, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long-suffering towards us, not really that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. That's what God's will for you tonight. God's will for you tonight, those of you that don't know the Lord. Those of you that's sitting on the line, but you have not given your life to the Lord. Thank God you're coming to this line. Thank God you're listening. But let me tell you something, it's time to take the next step. Huh? It's time to take the next step now. Amen. You've been coming to this line, you've been listening, but now it's time for you to break up that heart and repent. It's time for you to make up your mind. Amen. If you want to serve the Lord. Amen, because you could be on this prayer line every night, but if the Lord call your name and you're not saved, amen, hell will be your home. Amen, I don't know no other way to tell you. Amen, but tell you exactly how it is. You could be on this prayer line every night. Thank God. Amen, but if you don't repent, if your sins haven't been forgiven, if you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will sanctify. Amen, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, even when the Lord calls your name, hell will be your home. You can't say, well, Lord, I'm on the prayer line every night. Lord, I called into the prayer network every night. Amen. He's going to say, well, good, but you didn't repent. He's going to say, good, but you still didn't give your life to me. Amen. That's not the report that we want to hear the Lord say. Those are not the words that we want to hear the Lord say. We want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Everybody may not make it back to the house of God. Everybody may not make it back to your church building. Amen. So you better take advantage of this opportunity. Amen. You better take advantage of this opportunity. God has ordained this prayer line for a reason. This prayer line has been called and chosen for God, by God, for a reason. Amen. This is the closest church that somebody's going to get to. Amen. Everybody's not going to make it back inside the building. Amen. I'm sorry to tell you, but amen. Time is running up. Amen. And your days are numbered. You know that in your mind, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. Oh yeah, next month I'm going to do that. But let me tell you something. Do you know when you're going to die? Do you know, amen, how much time you have? No. None of us know how much more time we have. Amen. I pray God, even this prayer line. Amen. God used this prayer line to prepare people. Amen. Even to meet the Lord. Amen. Some have been on this prayer line. They have been on the people some more from this prayer line. Amen. But thank you to God, they had their house set in order. Amen. This was a preparation, amen, state for them. Amen. When the church doors were closed, when all the churches were closed, God began to ordain this prayer line to be a preparation station. Amen. A place where, amen, they can go and still set their house in order to meet the Lord. You can't say, well, amen, I'm not saved because my church is closed. You can't say I didn't have the Holy Ghost because my church is closed. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost right where you are tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your bedroom tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your kitchen tonight. You can get the Holy Ghost right in your living room tonight. It doesn't matter where you sit tonight. You can receive the Holy Ghost tonight if you believe on the name of Jesus. He says, believe on the name of Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to save you. He don't want you to miss out. Don't miss out on paradise. Don't miss out on heaven. Amen. Go to the word of God says, amen. Amen. Looking for it hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord. Amen. That's what we do. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We're hastening his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We're looking for the return of the Lord. Glory be to God. One day the Lord is going to cross the sky. Amen. I know we say Jesus is able. Jesus is coming back. But let me tell you from the Bible, it says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The Lord himself is going to cross the sky. Hallelujah. The Lord himself is going to do it. Hallelujah. There's a rain of the Lord himself. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. All of those that died in the faith, all of those that died believing God, they're going to rise first. They're going to get up at that first resurrection. Amen. Don't get up at that second. Amen. Don't wait for that second resurrection. Because that second resurrection has no power. Amen. Yeah, you're going to get up, amen, but you're going to get up and be judged by God. Amen, you're going to get up and be judged by God. But in that first resurrection, those that had the Holy Ghost, those that died in the faith, they're going to be caught up. The Lord is there. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. Glory be to God. One thing with the Lord is that 1,000 years, 1,000 years, that's what that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go with the Lord. Amen says, amen. Amen. 2 Peter, amen, 3:12, and looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall dissolve, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, and that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and without blameless. Glory be to God. Amen. This is what the Lord is requiring of us. We got to look for goodness for the coming of the Lord. We got to hasten his coming. Amen. We got to be ready every day, every day. We can't put our guards down. We can't say, well, I'm going to just chill out today. I'm just going to take it easy today. I'm just going to. And I'm going to just sit back today. I'm not going to do much today. I'm not going to pray much today. I'm not going to read my word today. I'm just going to sit back today. No, you can't do that. That may be the very time God catch you off guard, thief in the night. The Lord is coming like a thief in the night. Amen. No, I'm not doing a bunch of whooping and hollering tonight because I want you to hear. I want you to hear what thus says the Lord. I want you to know tonight that you ain't going to get off this line with no excuses that I didn't know. Amen. I want you to hear. What thus says the Lord tonight? Amen. Set your house in order. Amen. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. You don't have as much time as you think you do. You do not have as much time as you think you have. Stop taking it for granted, amen. You're not too young to die. You're not too old to die. Let me tell you something. Young people are dying just as fast as older people. There's a lot of younger graves now. Amen. In fact, there are so many young girls now. Amen. The young people are dying like flies. They're dying left and right. They're killing one another. They're dying from drugs. They're dying from car accidents. They're falling out, amen, with sickness. Amen. Their hearts are failing them. Young people. Amen. They're having, amen, all kinds of sickness. All kinds of, amen, afflictions coming upon their body. Amen. Why? Because God is shortening the days. Amen. God is not going to continue to let them, amen, rule, amen, over the ground. God is not going to let the devil take over. Amen. The earth is the Lord and the fruit is the Lord and the world is made that the world is in. The earth is the Lord. Amen. We belong to God. Amen. We got to come up to God's level. We're not coming down to our level. We got to come up to God's level. Amen. That means we got to line up with the word of God. But God is not going to, amen. He's not going to change his standards for us. He's not going to do it. He's not going to come down to your level of sin. Amen. He's not going to compromise those things. Glory be to God. Amen. My last scripture, amen. I'm going to bring in my reference scripture, Psalms 94. It says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Amen. Psalm 94 just confirms what we've read in other scriptures. It says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Glory be to God. People, God, the Lord is coming in the moment, clicking of an eye. Amen. He's coming. As fast as you can bat your eye, the Lord will be there came for you. Amen. You want to be ready. Amen. Set your house in order. Do what you have to do to be saved. Amen. Make that sacrifice. Give up what it is that you need to give up. Whatever standing in your way tonight that's keeping you from being saved, from being delivered. You got to make that decision. Amen. You got to make that decision. Amen. See, are you willing to trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to trade a lifetime. Amen. Just for one day in paradise. Amen. But we praise God for the word. Amen. We're going to just have to stop right there. Amen. We heard enough words to repent. you heard enough words to be saved. And believers, people of God, you heard enough words to make it continue to run on. And this is not the time to give up. This is not the time for falling out the race and throwing up hands. And saying, amen, I can't take this. I can't endure this. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Go through that test. Go through that trial. Go through the fire. Amen, because the Lord is with you. He said, I would never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And he also said, I will put no more pains in that you're able to bear. Amen, you may feel like you're going through so much. And maybe you are. But let me tell you something, God knows how much you can bear. If he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Glory be to God. We got to hasten. We got to look and hasten the coming of the Lord. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. How about you tonight? Amen. Are you willing to forsake it all? Are you willing to walk away from everything just to be with the Lord? Are you willing to give up everything just to even make heaven your home? Paul said, not as though I have obtained all of the things. He said, but I count that for loss. For the excellency of the gospel, meaning all that Paul accomplished, all the knowledge that he had, all the education that he had. He said, but I count that for stone. I count that for loss. For the excellency of the gospel, Jesus Christ. Meaning, all the knowledge that I have, when it comes to the Lord, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing when it comes to the Lord. I don't care how much education you have. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, amen, you're not as smart as you think you are. Even I said, I don't care how much all the education that you have down here. That's good. I'm not knocking education. But let me tell you something. Education can't give you what God can give you. Education can't teach you. Amen. What God can teach you. Amen. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have the knowledge. Amen. You don't have the knowledge, amen, of Jesus Christ. But if you be born again, amen, God will bring you into the kingdom of the knowledge of him, of the Son, amen, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, in my Father's house have been a mansion. Amen. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And that where I will, there it can be also. Hallelujah. God is preparing a mansion for you. Amen. There's a mansion, amen, with your name on it. Amen. But there's some requirements that you have to do. Amen. There's some requirements that you have to do in order to get that mansion. Amen. The requirements that you got to live right. You got to serve God. You got to live holy each and every day. Not just when you feel like it. You got to live holy each and every day. You got to deny ungodliness and worldliness. There will be no flesh and blood is not going to enter in. Flesh and blood is not going back into the kingdom. It's not going where Jesus is. Amen. So we got to lay down this body. We got to lay down this simple nature, this simple body. Amen. And be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. We praise God tonight. Amen. For what he has given us to say. Amen. We're going to bring it to a close. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Lord, I want to make you. Just for one day in paradise. I'll trade a lifetime. I give up every day of my life. Just for one day in paradise. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Pray the word of God was a blessing unto you. Amen. Pray that you're encouraged and continue to seek the Lord and to love for your life. If you're saved, amen. We pray that you're encouraged to stay saved. If you're not saved, we pray that you're encouraged to get saved. Amen. Because time is running out.
I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go. I want to go. Don't you want to go where Jesus is. Oh, don't you want to go where Jesus is? Don't you want to go where Jesus is? I want to go. I want to go. There is peace and joy there where Jesus is. There is peace and joy there where Jesus is. There is peace and joy there where Jesus is. I want to go. I want to go. Amen. I want to go where Jesus is. Amen. Don't you want to go where Jesus is? Amen. Why are we living this life? Amen. Why are we living the way that we're living? Amen. Because we want to go where Jesus is. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. Like that thief on that cross, that dying thief. Amen. Jesus was dying. Amen. And the thief was being put to death as well. But Jesus stopped dying long enough to tell that thief on the cross that this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. Because he repented, even though he was on that cross and even though he had to die. But yet, amen, God had mercy on his soul and said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime. On that cross, he began to trade a lifetime of sin, a lifetime of shame and iniquity. Amen, a lifetime, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen. People of God, how about you tonight? Amen. Do you want to go where Jesus is? Amen. Have you repented of your sins? Amen. Have you been born again? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. God wants to get you ready tonight. He wants to get you ready for the, amen, the wedding that's to take place. Amen. At midnight, there was a cry made. Amen. We got to be ready. Amen. We praise God for the word of God tonight, the message. Amen. We pray that, amen, you was able to hear the word of God clearly. Amen. I know it may have been a little muffled and a little ruffled. Amen. Some people begin to say that it was, amen, muffled. Amen. But yet, we pray that you was able to hear the word of God enough to know that you've got to be ready. In order for you to go with the Lord, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. In order for you to go back with Jesus when he comes, you've got to turn from your wicked ways. You must be born again. Amen. There's no way around it. Amen. There's no other way. You may say, well, preacher, amen, I don't go to church. I don't hear the word of God, what you heard the word of God tonight. Amen. Long as you come on the prayer line, you may never step a foot back in the church building. But as long as you hear this word being preached on this prayer line, God is giving you a chance to repent. God is giving you a chance to be saved. Amen. It's holiness or hell. Amen. There's no in-between. There's one or the other. Either you're going to be with Jesus or you're going to be lost in eternity and damnation in hellfire. Amen. I don't want to go to hell, but I do want to go with Jesus. Amen, when he come back. This is why I'm living this life. This is why, amen, I'm forsaking my own ways. I'm giving up, amen, the things that I could be doing. I'm giving up the things that I could be involved in because I want to be saved. I want to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. So tonight, if this you, amen, you heard the word of God, you know where you stand with God. Amen, you know, amen, if you're saved or not saved. You know if you have the Holy Ghost or not. Amen. You have heard of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Amen. Tonight, God, amen, wants to save you. Amen. Will you allow God to come into your life tonight? And will you allow God to make his abode with you? Amen. Jesus said, me and my Father, we will come and we will sup with you. Amen. And you can have sweet communion with the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. After hearing the word of God, if there's somebody on the line tonight, amen, you want to be saved. You're ready to make the Lord, amen, yours. Amen. Will you come, amen, over to the platform tonight? Amen. Make your confession known. Amen. That we may pray the prayer of faith with you. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight, amen, that wants to give their life to the Lord? Amen. It's just that simple. Make that bold step. What are you waiting for? Amen. What else is going to have to take place before you surrender your life to the Lord? Well, amen. We done came through a pandemic. Amen. We're still in a pandemic. Well, we have come through the worst of the pandemic so far. Amen. God has brought us through. God has kept us. Amen. But amen. Still, some still refuse to turn their life over to the Lord. We've seen the mighty handwork of God. We've seen the wrath of God. Amen. Across the land, across the nation, all over the world. So many people lost their lives. So many people died because of the coronavirus. But God let you live. God spared your life for a reason. Amen. But you still don't want to serve him. You still say you're not ready to be saved. You say you're still not ready to give up your ways and turn to Jesus. What more is it going to take? My Lord, what more is it going to take for you to yield and say, Lord, I surrender my life to you? Amen. Don't wait, amen, till he put you on your deathbed. Don't wait till the doctor tell you got cancer, amen, and you are in your last stages of cancer before you try to turn to the Lord. Amen. Don't wait until, amen, sugar diabetes begin to take over your body and you put on dialysis. Amen. And the doctor say there's no more I can do. Amen. Then you want to turn to the Lord. But why don't you turn to the Lord now while you still have life, health, and strength? Is there one tonight? God is calling somebody. God is calling you, young man. God is calling you, young lady. God is calling you, amen, auntie, uncle. God is calling you, grandparents. God is calling you. Amen. Will you come tonight? Will you come? Amen. Give the Lord your life. Is there one at this time? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Why not? Why not give God a chance tonight? Amen. Why not give God a chance? He will save you. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? God is calling. Amen. He's calling for somebody to turn to him. He's calling for repentance. Amen. He wants to give you, amen, eternal life. In exchange for sin, the Lord wants to give you eternal life. Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen, this night thy soul is required of thee. You got to give an account. Amen. The Lord shall call you tonight, and you're not ready. You're going to have to give an account to the Lord. Why? Amen. You didn't allow, amen, the Lord to be yours. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Anyone desire special prayer tonight? Amen. Maybe you have a need for the Lord. Maybe you, amen, you're standing in the gap for somebody. Amen. Maybe somebody needs some strength tonight. Maybe, amen, amen, you're looking back and you're feeling like, amen, I left something back. Amen. But don't look back. Amen. Remember, amen, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't got to wait till somebody else come on the line and request prayer, and then you follow. Amen. But why don't you be the leader tonight? Why don't you lead, amen, and take that bold step, amen, and come to the platform and tell the Lord, I need thee. Every day, every hour, I need thee. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to, thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Is there one tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Tell the Lord yes. Yes. Make that surrender tonight. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. One more thing. Yes to your will. Yes to your will. Yes to your will. Yes to your will. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. We say yes to your will. We say yes, Lord. Yes to your will tonight, Lord. Yes to your will, Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but your will be done. Your will tonight, Lord. Yes to your will, God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender all, Lord. We surrender to you. We forsake our way. We say yes to the will of God. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not my will, but your will be done. Crucify self. Crucify this old man with his deeds. Help us to die daily. Help us to die. Die to the world. Help us to die to the desires of sin. In the name of Jesus, resurrected us tonight. Let the new man arise, arise in us, oh God, arise in our souls tonight. You take over our lives, you take complete control. We yield to you, Lord. Live in us, Jesus, and have your way. Walk and talk in us, dwell in us tonight. We shall be your people, and you shall be our God. In the name of Jesus, we shall submit to you tonight. We want Jesus. We're not our own. We've been brought with a price. You paid the price for us. Way back on Calvary. With your precious blood. In the name of Jesus. You said in your word. Without the remission, oh God. Without the shedding of blood. There's no remission of sin. You shed your blood. Way back on Calvary. Your blood. It came down. It flows to the lowest valley. Your blood, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from every filth of the flesh. Your blood can make us whole tonight. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We thank you tonight for the blood that was shed for our sins. We thank you tonight for redemption. We thank you tonight for the power that your blood has. Your blood can make us white in the snow. Your blood can heal every infirmity. Oh, Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in your blood. Oh, Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. Baptize us in the Holy Ghost. Dip us in your blood tonight. Wash us tonight that we may come forth whiter than snow. Purify us tonight. Purify our minds. Purify our filthy thoughts. Purify our sinful ways. Yes, God, make us right tonight. Make us clean tonight. In the name of Jesus, send a revival, oh God, on his lawn. Send a revival in the midst of the world. Send a revival tonight. Oh, Jesus, put a stirring in us tonight. Restore us tonight, Lord. Jesus, stir us tonight, Lord. Put running back in our feet. In the name of Jesus, give us that desire that we once had for you. Give us that zeal that we once had for you. Give us back our hunger. He's that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Oh, God, put it back inside of us where the enemy begin to take it away from us. When the enemy begin to try to stop us and cause us to draw up and to hold back, you said in your word, my soul has no pleasure in a drawback spirit. We are not of them who draw back, but through the believing of the saving of the soul. In the name of Jesus, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, you told us to be sober, to be vigilant, because the adversary, that old devil, as a roaring lion, seeking, walking to and fro, seeking, who he may devour. Oh, Jesus, you told us to arm ourselves, likewise, with the same mind. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight. We need you. We need you tonight, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need help. Help us tonight, Lord. Help. Help, Lord. Send no help. Send no laborers into your vineyard. Whatsoever is right, you will pay us. In the name of Jesus, I know you wait for, Lord. Send no labor tonight. Send no harvest tonight. Oh, Jesus, you said the harvest is white. Oh, God, it's the harvest, but the laborers are few. Praise the Lord of hosts that he will send no laborers into the vineyard. Whatsoever is right, you will pay us in the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. We need you tonight. We need you, Lord. We get weak sometimes, but you are source, you are strength, in you, in him we live, we move, we have our being. Make a way, Lord, make a way, where there is no way, in the wilderness, you make a way, in the desert, in dry places, in the desolate places, you make a way, do the impossible, in the name of Jesus, we shall survive, we live, and not to the class, to the rest of the Lord. We may be in a dry place. We may be out in our lives, but we declare, we speak over ourselves. We're going to live and not die. To declare the works of the Lord. You're not through with us yet. You still got more. We're yours, we're yours. Our life is in your hands. Teach us to number our days. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Did we? Looks like we lost. Amen. He'll be back with us shortly. Amen. Jesus, we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Lord God, just thanking him, amen, for all that has been said, all that has been done on tonight. Glory be to God, truly.
Bless your name, huh? Bless your name, ha. Bless your name, God, ha. Bless your name, ha. Bless your name, God, ha. Glory to your name, ha. Glory to the name, ha. Glory to the Lamb of God, ha. Behold the Lamb of God, ha. That take away the sins of the world, ha. Behold the Lamb of God, ha. Glory to your name, ha. We say glory to your name, ha. We sing glory tonight, ha. We give you glory tonight, ha. We give you glory tonight, ha. The glory is yours tonight, ha. The honor is yours tonight. Oh God, we give it to you tonight. Huh? We say glory. Huh? We lift our hands tonight. Huh? We bless your tonight. Huh? We bless your name. Huh? We bless your name. Huh? We bless your name tonight. Huh? There is none like you tonight. Huh? There is none like you tonight. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Oh God, we worship you tonight. Huh? We bow down and worship you, Lord. Huh? We bow ourselves before you, Lord. Huh? And we worship you, God. Huh? We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God, we know in due time, Father, you shall exalt us. Oh, God, lift us up where we belong. Raise us up tonight, God. Cause your people to sit in heavenly places. Cause us, oh, God, to be the head and not the tail. Oh, God, help us, oh, God. Help us to be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, give us victory tonight. Give us endurance tonight. Oh, God, give us the patience that we need tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, indeed do we put our trust. Never let it be put to confusion. Never let it be put to shame. Oh God, we trust you, Lord. We know that you're going to bring us out with the victory. You're going to bring us out all right. And for that we say thank you. And for that we trust you, Lord. We rest upon your promise. We stand on your holy word. Your word that will never give away. Your word that is forever settled in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for this we say thank you. And for this we bless you. We give you the praise tonight. We give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your touch tonight. Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. Your anointing makes the difference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you for strength and thank you for power. Hallelujah. Thank you for a sound mind. God, we love you and we praise you. We count it done tonight. Remember those that are sick and shut in. Remember those that are afflicted. Save the unsaved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, those that are incarcerated, those that are in bonds and shackles. Oh, God, set them free in their minds. Look on the bereaved families everywhere. Those, oh God, that are yet recovering from surgery. Remember, God, bless each and every one of them. Every name on the prayer list tonight, remember them. One by one and name by name. Bless this brand new network. Bless the founding visionary, even of this great work. God, continue to strengthen her body, strengthen her soul, strengthen her hands, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, glory to your name. We know that, God, you will be exalted in all the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for this we say thank you. Oh, God, we say glory to your name. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. We thank you. We praise you. We count it done right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. People of God, I don't know about you, but I know prayer changes things. If you could get men to pray, if you could just get men to pray, amen, there will be a shift in your mind. There will be a shift in your spirit. Amen. Trouble may be all around. Amen. Problems may be vexing your soul. Amen. You may be at a place in your life you don't know what to do. But if my people which are called by my name will only humble themselves and pray, amen, your life will change immediately. Hallelujah. I praise God for the power of prayer. I praise God for, amen, the effects of prayer. Hallelujah. Because I feel the effects of prayer right now. I feel the prayer will turn it. Amen. I feel the spirit of God stirring down in my soul because of prayer. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of God. We thank God, amen, for the move of God, his spirit. Amen. People of God, look to the Lord. Trust him. Step out on faith. Amen. It's time to believe what God said. Amen. Everything that God said, he's going to fulfill it. It's going to come to pass. Amen. Every promise that God promised, amen, it's going to come to pass. Amen. Not just the good promises, not just the promises of cars and houses and, amen, I'm going to bless you with this and with that. But, amen, the promises of God, amen, they are sure. They're amen. Amen. And everything that God said in his word, amen, he's going to do. He said in his word, behold, all souls of mine. In the book of Ezekiel, he said, behold, all souls of mine. The soul of the Father, the soul of the Son. But the soul that sinned, it shall die. Amen. God's word is right. Amen. That's a promise right there. He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So every promise that God has, amen, spoken as it is written, is already written. You can go back and read every promises of God. Amen. And every promise of God, amen, are sure. Amen. He's going to fulfill his promise towards his people. Amen. Even to the world, God's promise is going to be fulfilled and carried out. So people, God, let's pray. Let's seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the message. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. Amen. People of God, if you desire a copy of tonight's podcast, amen, please text us that area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Amen. We will get you, amen, this broadcast as soon as possible. Amen. The Lord shall say the same. Also, amen, to our international listeners, all of you that are calling in from other countries, amen, you too can get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp. And the number, amen, for you to text us is 678-608-7234. Once again, the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Text us using WhatsApp. Amen. And we'll be certain, amen, to see to it that you get a copy, amen, upon request. So we just praise God tonight for each and every one of you. Amen. Also to our Facebook listeners. You can go to our Facebook page, and there, amen, the broadcast is recorded live. You can click on the link, amen, of our pre-recorded broadcast. Amen. There you can listen to, amen, the broadcast all over again. Amen. Take the Lord with you, people of God, everywhere you go. You're going to need him. Amen. You're going to need the Lord. Don't leave him. Amen. But take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Amen. So we praise God for this night. We thank God for each one of you, every one of our listeners. Amen. Our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Those that are listening through, amen, podcast. Amen. Each and every one of those that have called in on the line tonight, amen, we thank God for you. We pray that God has blessed you tonight. Pray that you are encouraged to go on with the Lord, because I'll trade a lifetime for one day in paradise. Amen. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We shall return tomorrow night, same time, same place, at 9 p.m. The Lord shall say the same. Come and expect great things of God. Amen. We love you, but God loves you best. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We shall see you on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. The Lord shall say the same. Amen. Peace be unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.